Have you got a picture of the new house, please?
Oh,
looks beautiful. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't there so much beauty in transformation? I love how the video starts by saying, "We're back, 6.5 years later." You know, it takes a moment for us to say a sinner's prayer. It might take a morning for us to get baptized. But to be transformed is a long process. The video says that John may have waved goodbye to the timescale. He didn't care how long it took. All he cared about was the end goal. Well, what's God's end goal for us? What is God's end goal? Ephesians 4:13, that we should all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure and fullness of Christ. To achieve that, so that we can become more like Jesus, God brings two things together. Can you just hold your hands out? We're going to do this together. Spirit fingers. In your left hand, we've got our repentance. You need to angle it a little bit. And in our right hand, we've got God's transforming love. Let's say it together. In our left hand, we've got our repentance. In our left hand, we've got... And in our right hand, we've got God's transforming love. And he brings the two together. And it almost looks just like praying hands, right? Actually, we work with God. We work with God to experience that transformation. But he is the one in charge. He is the one that brings it about. And I think it kind of works like this. That actually, we don't need to try and avoid bad things, bad things, bad things. Avoid as much as we can. Actually, we need to try and cling to the light. We need to try and fill our minds with positive things. We need to draw close to God because he will draw close to you. Isn't that right? That's what we do. And through that process, God can bring about his transformation. And I want to be very clear that I don't judge anyone, and never will, for any sins or mistakes, and instead I show unconditional grace and mercy. I don't ever want to condemn people for negative things. Instead, I want to encourage them, and I want to encourage you. In this week, how can you draw closer to God? In what way? At what time? I was watching a documentary on Martin Luther, the Protestant reformer. And it's apparent that he spent 2 hours in prayer every day. John Wesley, the father of Methodism, spent 2 hours in prayer. Goodness, I spend 2 hours at the gym every day. But perhaps I should spend more time in prayer. Perhaps I should have, and we should have, a longer quiet time. To play our part in this transformation. So as we finish, let's look back to Scripture one final time to see what transformation has been brought about for the Corinthians. See what this godly sorrow has produced in you. What earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. At every point, you have proved yourselves to be innocent. In closing, I think these words are good for us today, aren't they? That we should try and be earnest, that we should try and be eager to do the right things and to help those in our community. That we should be alarmed when we hear about evil being done, perhaps when we're watching the news. That we should long for God, that we should have a concern for the poor, and that we should strive to have a readiness to see justice done. Amen.